We are glad that God brought us here to listen to His word. Let us pray. Lord, we bless your name for gathering us here to listen to you. Help us to understand your word. Help that everybody will be cleansed by your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let us read the word of God from the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, from the verse 1 to 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16, from 1 to 13. We might skip some verses while reading, but the text will be focused on the whole text, the whole chapter. I start reading. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "You have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as a king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king." But Samuel asked, "How can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." Let us go to verse 6. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, "Surely this is the Lord's anointed." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Let us go to verse 11. Then Samuel asked, Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse replied, "but he is out in the field watching the sheep and goats." "Send for him at once," Samuel said. "We will not sit down to eat until he arrives." 12. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome, with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, "This is the one, anoint him." So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. This is God's word. The text we just read talks about the election of God. God is choosing his own servant to be the king of Israel. And this is the main topic we are focusing on this morning. God's choice for his servants. God can choose his servants. God can choose the kings. God can choose even church leaders. But in choosing his servants, God doesn't do it alone. He always involves some people. People who trust in him. And in this case, it is Samuel who was sent to fulfill God's choice for the king for Israel. This is the topic this morning. As you know, we have all participated in elections. And when we sometimes participated in elections of our country leaders, of our Nyumba Kumi, the 10 houses, or all of our pastors, or church elders, on every position, high position, we need some leaders. And these leaders have to be chosen. And they are wanted by God to rule over the people. But God doesn't come to do it without us, without human beings. as he did for, in this case, for Samuel. But whenever we are involved in the elections, imagine the attitude we always take. We will mostly focus on the attitude we take when we have been given to choose for leaders. What attitudes? I always see, not long time ago we had elections in this country. I saw how people were campaigning, making propaganda, so that they are elected by the communities. And sometimes they display their power. It might be their beauty they display, so that we are confident that we have chosen the right leaders. Sometimes they give some gift, or what I call some kind of corruption, to corrupt the people who will vote, that they are more reliable to be elected. This is the way we human beings we choose. Or sometimes we look at somebody who is wealthy, we say, yeah, surely this one will be the one who can rule over our countries. We have an experience out of this, and we have seen the way we have chosen and the result of what happened after the election, such kind of election, because we were looking at the outward appearance. We didn't read their hearts. Even the wrong promise they give us, but when they are now on power, they don't do what they have promised. Meaning our way of choosing is really not reliable. We will check through this text how we can do elections. Be it in the church or in the country, it is the same thing. Sometimes even choosing a church elder, some people will say, oh, no, this is the name which looks like my name. Oh, is my brother? This is the person who is reliable. But the question is to know whether the way we see is the way God can see that person to be a servant in the church. This is the reason why we have to come back to how God can choose his servant through this text. In Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16, throughout the whole chapter, we will see how God wanted to choose a king, the most reliable king for Israel, because he wanted to replace Saul, who was the king, but who didn't obey the Lord. And when he didn't obey the Lord's command, God was not pleased with his kingship, and he already removed that on the line of the kings, but he still had to choose somebody to replace Saul. And he sent the prophet, his prophet Samuel, who rely on also who obeys the Lord. It is Samuel the prophet. So he sent him to Bethlehem, to the house of Jesse, a servant of God as well, that one of his sons will be chosen as the king. Because God already read the hearts of every child. Jesse had 8 sons. And among the 8 sons, there will be one chosen. But he sent Samuel to do it, to fulfill this work on his behalf. But he already read the heart. But Samuel, as a human being, cannot read the heart of these 8 sons. When he just arrived to Jesse's house, he was welcome. And now he is now starting this business for which he has been sent by God. With human eyes, he proceeds as a humankind can do. Jesse starts displaying, trotting out all his sons to check whether those ones are the one to be selected by God, by the prophet of God. He started with one, Eliab. He called for him. Probably he was the most handsome, and he could have been, he is the eldest in that family. So he brought him, knowing that I'm sure they come to look for this one. You know, in some cultures, when they look for somebody to inherit or to lead, to be a successor of his father, they always look for the eldest. Probably in this culture it was similar, because he started with
the oldest, knowing that this, surely this is the one.
But when Samuel saw this one, good looking and so on, powerful, strong, then God told Samuel that don't judge by his appearance, height, for I have rejected that one also. And the Lord instructed him that my way of choosing is different from your way. You cannot choose somebody on the basis of outward looking, because he might not be the right one. He's not the right one. You have to read the heart. Because of the work he is going to fulfill to rule the people of Israel, they need somebody who can pursue God's plan for Israel. But Saul didn't obey, didn't pursue God's plan. This is the reason why he was to be replaced. So they should not look for somebody who can still be like Saul. So God said, not that. All the seven children were displayed. They came, they walked in front of Samuel like a beauty contest. You know the game of a beauty contest. They choose people who are the most beautiful or handsome. They have to march in front of people to display their beauty. But at the long run, maybe the most beautiful will be chosen. It's not the case for this God's choice. It's not an issue of beauty contest that all the sons will pass everyone with his beauty and that Samuel can be attracted by that. God instructed Samuel and he said, no, don't look at the appearance, outward appearance, because it might not be the right person. So Samuel was very careful with that after God has told him, and he started obeyed to the Lord, and he seeked for his will so that he can be able to identify the right person that God has to anoint. At the long run, there was only one, the youngest. It's very strange, the youngest among all these handsome boys, probably who were wiser than the youngest. The youngest was even left out. He was in the field tending the sheep of his father. And then Samuel asked, am I in the right place? How come all the seven, I don't find any? Did I understand God's will? And then he just asked, is that all as your son? He said, no, I have another one, the youngest. Meaning, the youngest is not important. They didn't even invite him to the ceremonies. And then the servant of the Lord said, bring this son. We cannot eat before that son come, because I need him too. This is one of the sons. Why was he left out of the ceremonies? Only because he's a shepherd, they neglect him, he's the youngest, not necessary to take such a big responsibility. So it's not necessary to bring him yet. God cannot choose such a person. Okay, now he is the one needed. When he came, and then the father said, that's the one. And Samuel said, that's the one the Lord needs for ruling, for leading Israel. Now, he took the flasks of olive oil and he poured it on his head, and then immediately David got the Spirit of the Lord upon him, and he will be the successor of Saul. When I was reading this story, it was interesting for me because I was reviewing what we've been doing in our daily life, especially when we choose leaders in countries and when we choose leaders in the churches. Sometimes we don't have the time to ask God to show us the right person.
We do not even listen to God. Whenever he will show us something, he will say, no, it's not that person because, you see, he's not presentable. He doesn't have money. She. We neglect. We do not listen to God's voice in us to show us the genuine servant, his genuine servants. And sometimes we choose wrong leaders. So I said, we have to get inspired from Samuel. The attitude of Samuel was very important as well, to be sent to fulfill such a mission. Saul was one of those who were sent by the Lord, who were chosen by the Lord, but at the end, he neglected to obey God, to listen to his word, to listen to his command. This is the reason why he has to be replaced. The servant of the Lord who has been sent, like Samuel, is a person who serves the Lord, who can obey the Lord, who can seek for God's will for every work he does. If you look back at the story of Samuel, you will see how he was called by the Lord and he obeyed. Now this is the person to be sent to participate in God's choice. I had a question. Who am I to be allowed to participate in God's election, to fulfill God's election? Who am I? Who are you to be allowed to even participate in the choice of the servant of the Lord in this church or in this country? Do I obey the Lord to be sent by the Lord to do this work? Do you obey the Lord, God's command to be sent by the Lord to fulfill his work, to do the work on his behalf? This is one key question we need to raise. Because if you are not in God's line, and you do not respect God, you should not even participate in God's choice, because you will be corrupt by the outward appearance and you will choose the wrong person. This person comes from my village. We have to be represented there. It is not a matter of representation. It is a matter of serving the Lord. We have to be careful. When we look for representation, because we are ourselves corrupt, we will have bad results and we will cry and suffer as we are suffering sometimes in these countries. And we have to say it openly. Did we pray for the Lord? Did we pray for the kings or the presidents or the ministers who would like to have and to rule on this country? Question mark. Did we pray for our pastor, the pastors or the church elders whom we want to serve who the Lord in these churches? This is a question. Meaning prayer and obeying to the Lord is very important to participate in this. But because you see, in the process, when Samuel would like to take it as a beauty contest, the Lord already told him again, no, please, don't look at the outward appearance, but let me inspire you because I look at the heart. And Samuel surrendered. Samuel obeyed so that he could make the best choice. If he had neglected God's word, he would not come up with good result of choosing even the most neglected person in the family. He was not neglected that his father despised him, doesn't love him, but he knew that this kind of business is for people who have more wisdom. But God gave the whole wisdom to David. After he has been anointed, he got the Spirit of the Lord, because that's the one God saw. He saw already the heart of David. If you go through the whole chapter and chapter 17, you will see how David was the right person to be anointed as a king.
He even went at his very young age, little age, so little he was, the battle, he even won the battle against the Philistines who were making suffer the people of Israel. While all his brothers with big muscles were already soldiers of Saul to fight the Philistine, and they already failed. And when his eldest brother saw David coming little, without noticing that he has been anointed, and then he came, he said, how come these people who are not circumcised can despise the name of the Lord? This word shows that he trusts in the Lord. This is the reason why he has been chosen. And then David came, and his brother said, why? What are you coming to do here? He says, I know that, and as we can say it in Israel, you are muyuai. So you want to get involved in matters which doesn't concern you. Why are you coming here? And the guy said, I know why I'm coming here. And he said, how can these Philistines despise the name of our Lord? I will show them that the Lord is the most powerful. And then he did, with a small slint, he was able to knock down that giant who already terrorized everybody. So it's God's choice. When to wind up this message, I would like to come back to this. Whenever we choose, we participate in God's choice. Please take time to pray and ask the Lord, whom do you want for this service? Because the service is not ours, it's God's service. So pray and listen to the Lord and obey to God's word to do this work, so that we can make the right choice. Very soon we might choose youth leaders, we might choose church elders, we might choose any person in the Lord's service. Let us take time to listen to the Lord, to obey to the Lord, and to trust in the Lord, so that we can do it according to God's will, and we can identify the person who can pursue God's work in this church, in our community, in our societies. May God bless this word.